What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, fun crew, as always. Dad's here.
Hello.
How you doing, Dad?
Good.
Mom's here.
Hi.
Ken's here.
Hey, guys, I have a Rice Krispie treat in my mouth.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it's not
as much a Rice Krispie. That's a rice.
A rice roll.
A rice cake?
What is this?
It's a rice roll.
A
roll.
A rice roll.
Yeah,
it's
delicious.
Is it sweet or is it?
And they're only 80
calories.
You
never had it?
He buys them all the time.
I love them.
30 calories, I think.
I love them. I love to eat them. I think they're great. You don't like? You never had them?
I had them. Yes.
But anyway, I have a rice roll in my mouth, so and I'll probably have more in a few minutes. I'm taking another bite soon, so apologies in advance for
super
any crunching.
Crunchy, very crunchy
treat.
Yeah, well, Ma, you got the headphones out. Is it crunching in everybody's ears?
I'm not getting it.
Okay, that's good news.
Okay.
Well, I just didn't take a bite yet. But
this is going to be, this might be controversial. I might touch a nerve. I don't know if Candace knows that I know this.
Oh, God.
But something was brought to my attention, and I thought it was you know, maybe a good time to bring this up in front of my mother and father to see if maybe one of you had something with good intentions that went awry and quite literally, in this story, blew up in your face. And, you know, it created a bit of a different kind of a issue for you.
Okay.
So I don't know if I want to reveal my source.
I'm scared.
It's not a huge buildup.
Okay.
But I heard recently, and maybe somebody brought something to my attention that occurred. And they said, Al, listen, Candace is very, very upset, so you might want to give this a little bit for her to calm down.
Mm. Okay. What?
But this would probably be really good pod material.
Oh, God. I don't even know what this could be.
Apparently, there was a gathering hosted at Candace's house recently.
Gathering hosted at Candace's house. There's been many.
With a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Where your family was there.
Okay.
Your brother was there.
Okay.
Your dad was there.
Okay.
And
I'm starting to get.
And
Al,
someone.
This is good pod material.
Someone then
I don't
decides.
Know
someone decides.
How did I not think of putting this on the pod?
Someone then decides it's a good idea with all of these people in place.
Wait, can I set the real scene?
Please. And then I'm going to tell you who told me.
I'm pretty sure I know
have an
who
idea
freaking
told
you. And give you their
go
POV.
Ahead.
But go ahead,
Kevin. I'm pretty sure I know their POV.
Go ahead.
So let me set the real scene. So I have at my house my brother and Sarah, who is pregnato.
Right.
And my dad and Andrea, we all know my dad is crazy. We've said it 1,000 times. Josh and Andrea's kids, Deanna and Alex, and their kids.
I remember the day. Yes.
The day went well. Now, I was a little stressed about this day to begin with, but the day went great. No problems. We had barbecue. Everything was great. Perfect weather. No problems. So we had, a beautiful day, and it's coming toward the end of the night, and Deanna and Alex leave with the girls, and we're left. It's now dark, so we're just sitting around my table, around the fire pit, very calm. We're talking about, like, my yard. So we had just built this, like, little outdoor kitchen thing.
Fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one of the pieces doesn't work. Gas is coming out of the tube. We don't know if Josh did it. We're not sure how it happened. But anyway, gas is coming out of the tube. We have to replace the tube. So I said, don't use that thing because the gas thing doesn't work and I'm scared. So Josh is fiddling with it or whatever. I'm like, just stop fiddling because I'm paranoid. And I'm like, just stop fiddling with it. I'm scared.
Does it
gonna
smell
blow
like
up.
Gas?
Yes. So well, I said, stop. I'm scared. Don't do it.
Right.
You know? So we leave it alone or whatever. And
this is all new information.
Oh,
go on.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I'm sure
go
it
ahead.
Is.
Go ahead. This changes a lot.
Thank you. So now leave it alone. Let's just use the fire pit over here and we'll just hang out. So we're all hanging out by the fire pit. No music. Very calm. It's like 8:30. It's dark. Whatever. We're having light conversation with a crew that's like my father, Andrea, older.
Right.
Sarah and Tony.
Right.
Okay.
There's a someone decides to do this.
Okay. So now Josh is going in and out, cleaning up, taking stuff, you know, from the grill into the kitchen or whatever. In and out, cleaning up, and we're all having conversation. So all of a sudden, now we're about 5 feet from the kitchen, from the outdoor kitchen, the table that we're sitting at. It's about 5 feet from the outdoor kitchen.
I have a feeling I know what the conversation is just because, but go ahead.
So, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, you hear, boom! Huge explosion, sparks, like, boom. Everybody jumps. Like, Sarah jumps. My dad jumps for cover. I jump for cover. I'm screaming, like, boom. And I'm like, oh, the only thing that I'm thinking is the fucking kitchen just exploded. That gas thing just exploded. We're like, ah, you know, my father even like jumps, covers himself. Sarah all pregnant jumps up.
She's like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. I turn around and this motherfucker.
Albie?
No.
Oh.
Josh.
Yeah.
Gets a firework from the house and lights off a random, not a regular firework that you buy at like fucking ShopRite.
M80.
Yeah. Like the illegals. Anthony left it at my house. So I can imagine what
right,
it was like.
Right. Enough said.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what he does to it because it's not right. There was no firework in the air. He
M80.
Was probably upside down. He probably did it upside down.
An M80 is just a big bang.
Boom! Yeah. Explosion. And I was like, what? This is my exact words. What the fuck is wrong with you? And he was like, I just thought it would be nice to light a firework. I go, you don't tell anybody you're going to light a fucking firework. We're sitting here in silence. And this is the crowd you chose to
when
light a random firework?
So I get a call, okay, the following day. He goes, Al, listen. He goes, I got to tell you a story. Do you have a moment? I said, I do. He goes,
of course you made a moment for this because you knew it was going to be good.
I said, he goes, look, we're out. We're having a good time. Everyone's there. It's a beautiful day. We got this backyard kitchen opened up. It's nice. Everyone's just having a lovely time. And I'm just looking and I'm just so proud of what I'm looking at. And everyone's having such a good time. Just like really just a nice feeling. He's like, I was overwhelmed with just a nice feeling of how this was going. He goes, now a friend of mine dropped some stuff and he was playing with it the day before and it was fine.
It wasn't the day before. It was like 3 weeks before. So I had completely forgotten they were
so
there.
It was like, he says a little before. He goes, it was beautiful. It was lighting up the color. I just had this vision in my head of like, oh, wow, everyone's here. And then like, they're going to experience these. He kept saying this over and over. These beautiful colors. Okay.
He kept mentioning the beautiful colors.
He goes, I just want to put colors in the sky. Like, I just really wanted to look at that and be like, wow, they're going to sit back and be like, wow, that was so beautiful and nice.
Thanks for the moment,
Josh.
There's
colors in the sky. He goes, so listen, I don't know. You know, it seems pretty straightforward. It's not a very big thing. You know, and so I set it off because it immediately goes, it was like, kaboom.
Like when I describe it, it literally sounded like the kitchen exploded. That's how loud it was.
I remember when we were kids, the M80s, the way those M80s sounded, it was like a
bomb.
It
was an illegal firework. It was so large.
Yes.
And so he did it backwards, I'm convinced, because first of all, it was a giant hole in the ground. The next day, something went wrong. There was nothing in the sky. And it was the loudest bang you could possibly imagine in your life. And I heard it 3 weeks ago when Anthony did it. And it did not. None of it. First of all, Anthony told us we're gonna light off fireworks. Everybody's like, oh, and everybody
well, that,
watches.
That's the thing. He should have told everyone.
He was saying,
he goes,
I thought, he goes, you know, in hindsight, I should have told everybody. He goes, and immediately I felt bad. He goes, I see Sarah's there, whatever. He goes, I felt so horrible. He goes, but I really, because my intentions were so good. I was like, wow, I just want to see these beautiful colors in the sky. And everyone's gonna look back like, wow, thank you. He goes, I thought I was gonna get a thank you. He goes, like, but no, man, everybody was really, really upset. Like,
really upset.
Like, didn't talk to me. Everybody was really upset.
Well, so
really
then it
upset.
Got super awkward because I was like, are you, what the, I can't, what are you,
but
what
here's
are you thinking?
The thing, even with a normal firework, once the you know, the initial bang is frightening to begin with, if you're not expecting that, how many times have our neighbors, Al, shot off fireworks when we're in bed and all of a sudden you jump 5 feet because you're not expecting
the sound.
But
picture the firework being like right
so,
there.
So, you know, regardless of colors and all that, he should have said, hey guys, guess what?
I'm going to light up fireworks.
I'm so, this is
How
so
How about
cool.
a warning?
A warning.
Yeah. I mean, you have a pregnant person.
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost.
Sure.
And secondly, you have my dad, okay? Crazy person. You have a pregnant person and a crazy person and you don't shock them with a firework. I go, if you would have just said it, everybody would have been cool.
Well, especially because there was a conversation about a gas leak. And,
right.
You know, like,
well,
you know,
I can remember many times in my life where the person that would shock me with a firework was usually your dad.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Josh's point. He's like, your dad would have loved to do
up.
Something like this.
But
that was
Josh's
defense.
And that's some of my most prized, most fun times.
Right.
Then.
He's like, your dad would have told you that. And true story, my dad would have done something like that. But you have to know your audience.
I appreciate the effort, but he should have just said, hey, guys, I got some fireworks. I'm going to left over. Well, I'm going to blow them off.
Do you guys have anything that do you remember that you had, like a good thought that went horribly wrong? kind of like this or something you tried to do?
I'm good trying intentions. To think of us
growing up. Scale. No, I didn't do anything.
Well, we went on a boat ride for your anniversary. That
boat
was a
ride
really
from
nice,
hell, our 13th anniversary.
And we got caught in a storm. We thought we were
he
going
down.
He still
downplays that it was like a rain. That was a death ride.
That was
our 13th anniversary. You remember the one from when Lauren got married? Right after that, that was
the
a
one
fun,
on the Hudson?
No, not this was 10 times worse. It was our 13th wedding anniversary, and we're down the shore. We take the boat down the shore. Right. And as we're coming back to get back on the boat, we were friends of ours who had tiny little babies at the time. Maybe it was just Connor was born. Right. He was maybe a year old, if that. And then our three kids who were very, very young, 7, 8, 9 years old, whatever. And we're going towards the boat. And I'm like, oh, it's so cloudy. It didn't look like it was going to rain. It was a little cloudy. So now we're driving from down the shore on up to towards the Hudson. And there was, Al, back me up on this because Daddy's going to say it's not true. Was it a wall of black? Like what's happening?
It was definitely like we drove
zone.
Into a complete darkness situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. You had.
Gilligan's Island style?
It was, thunder, lightning, the waves up and down. It was, I think the windshield actually broke.
The light fell off the front of the boat.
The light fell
off
the front.
He's hanging off the
front
of the boat.
Then he decides, well, no, I got to save the light. I don't know. Now I understand what he was saying.
Right.
We've talked about this maybe before. But that's an example of something like, good intentions just goes wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
he was very upset.
I'm sure there was good intentions, but it was the dumbest shit ever.
It was a little different. Like, I didn't pop a thunderstorm out of my ass.
Right. You didn't purposely.
You didn't have to.
You didn't say, let me, it would be fun. Let's drive home in a storm.
Right.
So he just made me feel like, first of all, I definitely laid into him pretty bad, as you could imagine.
Here's the thing. Sarah, 6 months pregnant.
Right.
Like I said, when you know fireworks are happening, the sign is jolting to begin with, but you still get that little bump, Like I said, my neighbor loves fireworks. For any time he has a party, he has fireworks, which is fine. But when you're not expecting it.
Imagine you were sitting
like
2 feet away from it,
yes.
too.
Yes.
So, and just recently talking about this leaking item. So everybody.
That he left out.
And everybody assumed the kitchen exploded. Mm. So afterwards, everybody was like, why would you do that? Like, everybody was so immediately upset because it was kind of like, what the fuck was that?
The whole day down.
The whole day. So then he was like, sorry, guys. And awkwardly went inside. And then we were all sitting out there talking about it. And then everybody's like, all right, I feel bad. He's obviously obviously feels bad. Tell him to come back outside. It's fine. And he would not come back outside.
You know, it's funny because knowing Josh, the way we know Josh, his big smile when he's going to do it,
all excited.
That's
tweet,
sad.
Running. It was sad.
It was just
afterwards.
So funny because all he kept saying over and over again was the colors.
That's what he kept
colors,
saying to me too, the colors.
I
go, Josh, who
colors
gives a
in the
shit
sky?
About the colors?
And I was like, dude, oh my God.
He was having a moment. It just
He tried to create a moment, which I appreciate. But no, you tell everybody you're going to light a firework when you're and he's like, I wasn't 5 feet away. I'm like, listen, man, you were even if you were on the other side of the yard, which you were not.
Well,
even if you were.
Even suppose Gaby ran up to him at that moment.
Right. I said, not to mention the asshole could have blown your hand off.
Right.
Because clearly it wasn't done correctly because there was no firework in the air.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, there was. I go, there was no colors. There was no firework in the air. Something went awry.
Lesson learned.
You beat up on him a little too hard, I think.
I did beat up on him really, really hard, and I did kind of feel bad because my knee-jerk reaction was to freak out.
Everybody in the group but you should have gotten over it in about 2 seconds.
They all did, and they all wanted him to come back outside, and he did not want to come back outside, but then I forced him, forcibly. Told him to come back outside.
So you know the way we are. He would have been the butt of the jokes all night. Josh, you see the color? Hey, you see the color?
Right.
Like,
and I said that to him.
We're gonna,
I go, Josh,
going.
Yeah. If this was at my aunt's house with Al and Chris, whatever, it wouldn't have been a big deal. It would have been a huge, funny thing.
And listen, in that moment, it would have been, are you out of your mind? But then for the rest of the night, hey, Josh, you got some color.
It would have been seconds. I don't even think anybody would have been mad.
Look, you got to know your audience.
Right.
You got to know your audience.
Speaking of knowing your audience. We're going to jump into some questions.
Ready. Here's for a crunch.
What's up, guys? So we all talk to our friends when we're experiencing issues, but they don't always give the advice we need. And look, we run through it on the show. It's kind of like when you guys write in and I answer a question versus maybe my brother, for example, advice you need versus, I digress. Anyway, Getting unbiased feedback and advice from a licensed professional can be refreshing and actually really rewarding. And you guys know I've been a really big proponent of this. So Talkspace makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist and schedule live video sessions all from the comfort of your own device. You can start messaging your therapist the same day you sign up. I've checked this stuff out, guys. They're awesome. The same day service is really incredible. Really, really versatile. Great site to check out. So whether you're a parent, student, millennial, or just someone having a hard day, Talkspace can provide the support to help you feel better with a single message. Talkspace offers individual and couples therapy in addition to medication prescription services. You can set goals with your therapist and they can help make sure you're really progressing. Talkspace therapists also help you to develop tools to cope in difficult times. So start feeling better with a single message. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code DEARALBI. That's $100 off and use the code DEARALBI at Talkspace.com. Back to the show. Dear Albie, I recently started dating a new guy and things have been going very well. He just asked me to be his girlfriend exclusively. I'm thrilled about this as I really think this can go somewhere. I have one big problem. I've been single for about 2 years and was kind of hard up for money. One of my friends dared me to start an OnlyFans account to make extra cash. I did it and it turned out to be kind of a hit. I never show my face. I wear a fun mask and I do all kinds of weird shit that makes a ton of money. Bottom line is I'm making way too much money to stop now. The question is, do I tell my boyfriend about this quote-unquote job, or do I just make the money and keep it quiet? I don't want to jeopardize a brand new relationship, but I also don't want to give up on this money. I have never made so much in my life. How do I go about this without hurting him or hurting myself financially? From OnlyFans Forever in Denver.
Damn.
Now, that's funny, because that actually kind of reminds me of, you know, you had that idea once, Cam. Not like for yourself personally. I remember you pitching that to someone.
Yeah,
once.
Actually,
we pitched this to somebody hardcore.
Yes, so, somebody.
I'm almost like saying to myself, like, I don't know that we ever talked about that on the show. I'm like, did you get this idea from here? But that is a very fun one.
Listen, I say, you ride that train, girl. Here's my ride that train.
Guess what? Keywords. She said it twice. New relationship. New boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. You owe him nothing.
I would ride that OnlyFans train till the wheels fall off.
You owe him nothing until you get to a point in your relationship where it's turning a curve that you feel like, gee, I should have to tell him about this. You're not hurting anybody. You're not out there physically doing anything illegal to anybody. You're in your house having fun, making money,
showing
not
your
hurting
feet,
anybody.
Doing all kinds of
Do
shit
your
with your underwear.
You don't owe him anything. New relationship? Guess what? You got to worry about yourself now. You got to put food on the table, pay your rent if that's how you do it. Okay? You don't have to tell him. It's brand new.
I don't think that this is. I would wait until the point.
There has to be a curve, because suppose they get married.
Well,
wait a minute.
I
got to do my video.
It can't be that long.
You know?
I almost wanted to say engaged, but I think even that's too long.
Feel him out. See how he feels about OnlyFans. Find out who he is.
I'm going to say I would feel him out, true. And then I would say, I'm going to give you the choice. I could stop right now and not have any of this money to contribute to our pot. Because I'm sure at that point, the point where you
Brand
have this conversation. No, not now. I'm talking about when
Moving
you're
forward.
Like ready to move into the next level.
Right.
Like you move in together, something serious. I have something to tell you. I make most of my money from this. I'm giving you the opportunity now. Do you want me to stop and not have that money? Or do you want me to continue on? Because you've known me this whole time to
you know who
as
I am.
This person that's been doing this on the side. Not doing anything wrong. I'm just playing with my feet and doing all kinds of crazy shit, and I'm making that money. So what do you want me to do? You want me to stop or you want me to continue? You want to get involved?
Right.
Like, what do you want to do?
But the question is, right now she owes him nothing.
Yeah, but
no.
But hold on though. You gotta look at it. You got some loose ends here, because if a friend is telling you, dared you to do it in the first place, there's got to be some people that know you that know you do this. You know what I mean? So if it's out there, like, I would look at it like this. I wouldn't necessarily lie and say it doesn't exist. If you want to try and toe the line a little bit because it's a new relationship, look, you could look at this too and say, if nobody knows, that's one thing. You know what I mean? Like, then you're just kind of not telling anybody and whatever. Like, and I can understand what you're trying to do. Also, you know, look, if you did it because you were hard up for money and now you're making so much money that it's like, oh, hey, you know, screw it, I'm going to let this thing ride. Well, then you've kind of made a career choice. And then at that point, if you're doing something that you're proud of and you're not embarrassed of and whatever, then just tell him.
Right, but that's my point. Like, you know, he's not in a position, or your relationship's not in a position where he has the right to make a call like that.
Yeah, I think that when the point when you tell him is when you start sharing money somehow, whether it's moving in together or you're getting engaged. Some at the point when you guys start sharing money.
I don't know. I feel like that's a heavy thing to
you
leave
know what,
out.
Al, I'll tell you what. If you found out that Chelly right now, if you found out Chelly, who I only refer to her as Chelly mm-hmm. from now on. If you find out that Chelly had it OnlyFans and that's where she's making her half of the money, what do you, Al loses his mind.
He loses
mind.
His shit.
Loses it.
Christopher yeah. will be like, cool. Al
will
like,
oh,
lose
cool.
his
what,
shit.
What's your handle?
Who are you? I don't know you. But no, this is what I have
oh,
to
Al
do.
Al would
is,
be
you know?
So done.
Al, what do you think of that?
I want to know if Chelsey did an OnlyFans and no one knew it was her and she made so much money she bought Albie a brand new Aston Martin. Would Albie be able to handle it?
No, I wouldn't want that at all.
I wouldn't be
about that even a little bit.
See, Albie's not there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she did it with the best of intentions. The only way she could make money.
Yeah, that's what Josh was doing with the fireworks. Okay, but like, you know, look, we see where we land sometimes. I think the bottom line with stuff like that is you're just at that point, you're doing the type of thing where if it's a new relationship. The issue that I have is if you're invested in something for X amount of time and then like you're going into it and you have like a non-starter situation that you avoided saying for all that time, that's a problem. At the very beginning, you can go up and say, hey, look, you know, this makes you uncomfortable. This is where I'm at. I don't have a problem with it. I don't intend on stopping. This is where we are. I really, really like you a lot. I mean, but end of the day, I'm supporting. It's like we say it on the show all the time. Do what you got to do to support yourself.
At
you
know, this point, you're still. If Chelsey said that to you right now, though, you would be
this
done.
Is the, you're
this
talking
is,
about a very different.
In.
You're talking about a very
different
stage.
I'm talking they're 2 months dating. I don't know you got
oh, no,
right
I'm
now.
I'm not saying shit. I'm saying shit once we start sharing money. That's what I'm saying.
No, not even that. I think when it turns the corner and it becomes
well, no,
a little
if you're
more
moving
serious,
in together,
but
you kind of should know that about.
But
somebody.
At the same time,
because it could be a deal breaker.
But what she should be doing right now.
Is
leaving
it,
little eggs.
Making that money. She, that's
no,
what she should
leaving
be
leaving little eggs and saying, I wonder how, like, hey, you know what? My friend's going to, like, just see how where his mind is at, okay? To open maybe, open the door to a conversation that may be comfortable. But I don't think she needs to blurt out immediately, hey, guess what? I make a, because you at this point, it's very new and you don't owe him that.
You do not. But you tell him when you start sharing money. When it becomes something serious in any nature.
So that's the benchmark for serious with sharing money. I think
yes.
It's before that.
No.
I think it's before that too.
No, when I'm not sharing, I'm not talking about sharing money. I'm talking about like moving in together, talking about moving in together, getting engaged, buying a car together, something that's going to like, now this is becoming permanent. You know what I mean? Like this is like legit.
It's got to be a little before that, I think. I think when you're turning that curve where it's starting to look like that, I think it's just because that is a deal breaker to some people, and it's clearly a deal breaker to Albie, so you would
well,
have
I mean,
to
look,
say, like, listen,
say,
I have to have this conversation
with you. Let's say maybe
you
got like a tattoo that people can recognize and stuff mm-hmm. like that, and then like, you know, you go home for the holidays, and like, you know, his little kid cousin, whatever, like, you know, 18 years old, big on the OnlyFans kick or whatever, is like, I know that like bunny rabbit tattoo. I know that. I've seen that before. And then all of a sudden, he puts it together.
Well, yeah, you gotta cover all your identifiable markings.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't be doing no OnlyFans shit with identifiable markings.
The bottom line is, so you tell him now, the answer is no. I'd wait a little bit. See where the relationship goes. When it feels like it's going towards that direction.
Tell him right away. ASAP. This way, if he's got a problem with it, fuck him.
That's true, too. Because she's saying that she doesn't want to. Did she say that she's nervous about him finding out and ruining the relationship?
No, she just said that she was unsure if she should tell him. She didn't seem too nervous about it. She seemed to be liking that money.
Before she gets in too deep, tell him this way. She's not heartbroken if he doesn't like it.
She says, I don't want to jeopardize a brand new relationship, but I also don't want to give up this money.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, clearly this is a secret that is worth, you know, talking about at one point. So she, again, has to determine when that is that time in her relationship where she says, you know what, I owe it to this person to tell him what I am and what I really do, because it's starting to get that way. And before it gets that way, I have to tell him the truth, because you don't want to be caught, pardon the pun, with your pants down later on saying, oh, wait a minute, you have this whole secret life. That's not cool either.
Right. But it's not, right, at this point, it's not.
If
it's
you're
not.
A month in, you're 6 weeks in, you don't have to tell them.
I'm telling you, when it gets serious, when there's a real
That's
turn,
too serious. That's too long. You got to wait to do before that.
I don't know.
I would. I mean, look. I think that you got to make up your mind of what you want to do. You know,
she doesn't seem to want to stop. Means,
yeah, right. If you don't want to stop and you don't intend, you got to first make up your mind of, okay, if he's got a problem with it, are you going to stop?
Exactly.
This
that's what
she said.
Mean.
No.
And well, no, she said I didn't want to upset him. Now look, you just have to understand. Okay, what's my where's my priority at?
She said I don't want to upset him, nor do I want to give up my money. Boom.
Yeah, she said I'd never been making this. She mentioned the money a lot.
She said, "Do you have a headache, Al?"
I get a little sinus stuff that goes, mm-hmm. you know, like I have that a lot.
A migraine-y thing?
My,
You're rubbing your head a lot, I'm just saying.
My,
Temple?
Habits are pretty horrible. Like, mm-hmm. I don't work out as much as I used to, so I attribute it to that weirdly.
Okay.
All
right, but anyway,
okay.
P.S. Mm. If it's brand new, you don't need to tell him, but once you start seeing making that turn, you owe it to him to tell him the truth.
Yeah, once you know it's serious.
Once you're on the road to serious. Once you made that turn.
Fine. I'll say that.
That's the only
one. But really, to me, it's when you're sharing money. But fine. Go ahead. That's it. That's my two cents.
I mean, I feel like though when you're sharing money, because it's he somehow deserves to know where it comes from.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I don't think that it's about the money, though. Like the reason
for
that
her, it seems
the,
to be.
Well, it's about the money that she wants to do it and keep doing it.
Yes.
But the
and he should
the
know.
Moral dilemma for her isn't about so much. Okay, well, he would probably have a problem with this.
Right.
So
and to
you know
me,
what I mean?
It sounds like he should know where. Yes, the money's coming from. But more importantly, like this is what's going on. If this is a problem for you, just know that I'm not going to be able to contribute the amount that you are expecting, like this lifestyle that I've upheld, if you want me to stop. That's why I keep saying sharing money.
Like I said, you drop a few eggs. Hey, you know, I got a friend that she does an OnlyFans thing. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts? See what he says.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do that.
Yeah, and on the other hand, if he doesn't like it, you're not going to stop doing it anyway. So the faster you just tell him, get rid of him.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
you just
it's
get right
maybe
there.
You're right. Rip the Band-Aid off because what do you give a shit?
Because yeah, then, like, you're invested in 6 months and you really like the guy, then you're torn between stop doing the OF and you know blah blah blah.
I love the way you called it the
OF.
Like
right
the
OF.
Right?
The OF.
It's referred to every single day on social media.
Wow, I did not know that.
TikTok.
You know what's funny? I don't even have a TikTok.
I don't have a TikTok.
I don't have a TikTok either, but I know how to look into other people's TikTok. I don't have a TikTok.
Yeah,
where
you have links.
Do you have a lurker account? A lurker?
I don't know what that means.
Like you just linger in the wings
no,
and you
I
watch?
No, I watch TikTok. Like I go on TikTok and I have like an app.
Don't you have to join TikTok?
Yeah,
to go on
I feel like
TikTok.
You have a lurker
what I have?
Account.
I mean, I'll show it to you.
Do you have a screen name?
Like, I don't think so.
I didn't think I did either, but I do because I lurk.
No, see, I don't even do that.
I think it's so much, like, I don't think it's as weird as it would be if you had, like,
the OF?
An AIM
screen. Oh, yeah, my name is Albert right. Manzo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, you got that. it was so funny. I put up a picture with a music quote the other day on Instagram. And my grandmother jumps in, okay? And it's like a Drake quote or whatever it is. She writes, "What beautiful poetry."
Well, this is the same grandma that was drinking a Truly
yes.
and didn't realize it mm-hmm. and thought it was seltzer.
Thought she was drinking seltzer, driving around with a Truly.
Driving around, chilling. Walked in with it in a straw, and yeah. I was like,
getting
I said
Friday,
to you the other day when I saw her, and I was like, "Hey, Graham, like, you know, how are you? What's going on? What's happening?" And I said, "Listen, I go, you know, you're going out, like, you know, you're staying home a lot." "Oh, well, at this point, I'm good, Al." Like, what do you mean?
She makes me laugh.
I've
so
had
hard
enough.
That she
I'm good.
In.
I've lived a great life. Graham, what are you talking about? Like, no. Trust me. I'm great. Whatever happens, happens. Just love seeing you kids. I'm like, oh my God.
She kills me when she comes
to
the
Yeah, she's like farm. Actually anxious to check out.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. She's like waiting for her number to be called.
But I think it's so funny. Like, even just the things she says now when she comes into the salon, and she's like, "Is Lal here?" And then she's like, "Oh,
hey, Lal."
Like, she always says, "Oh, I don't understand." Like, she says, it's just so funny. Her facial expressions, how she, like, yeah. Like that, she always says that.
She is the most negative person on the planet.
But it's just funny to me that she's on Instagram. And she's liking all the stuff. She's commenting and all of that other stuff. And it's just, you know.
I never knew she was on Instagram. I know she's a big Facebook person.
No,
you know,
she
it's
is.
Funny. She's extraordinarily healthy.
She
85-year-old lady.
Yeah.
She looks great. You know,
she does.
Yeah.
Got good mobility. So back in the early 80s, really early 80s, I had one of the first DVRs. not DVRs, Sony. I had a Betamax. It was before VHS came out. So one of the first aerobics instructors, I remember where I was when I heard the word aerobics for the first time, believe it or not, was, what's her name?
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda. So I'm still living home, you know, had to be 82, 83, and I hear some thumping, you know, and there she is at the end of the hall, jumping up and down, looking at the television, doing Jane Fonda. Right, so... So I run into one of her girlfriends at the gym just a couple years ago, and she's in Florida at the time. And she goes, oh, hi, you know, and I said, hello. And I'm watching her do the exercises completely wrong. It was amazing. She's using a tricep extension. She has no idea what body part she's working, and she's not even doing it right. So I call my mother and said, Ma, I just want to ask you a question. I just saw your friend here. She goes, oh, yeah. I said, yeah. She said, Ma, do you still do... You know, like the aerobic tapes? He goes, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. She goes,
but I don't do it on a VHS anymore. Now I do it on my MacBook Air. No, my iPad Air, something like that. It was hysterical. So
yeah, she's all into it.
The same routine. I don't even know where she pulled it out. I can picture it. After all these years. She still does it every day.
It's the same class.
Same one.
The funniest thing, though, about my mom is she loves opera. She loves music. She loves her YouTubes. So she has no clue how the internet works, and she doesn't have a very analytical mind. She really can't think logically a lot of times on certain things. So I said, Mom, what's your password for this? She goes, oh, let me get my book. She pulls out a book. And she has pages and pages and pages of passwords.
I know exactly what the book looks like.
I said, Mom, why didn't you do all these passwords? I have all these apps. I said, yeah, you could use the same password. I could. So she had no concept that if her password was for YouTube was XYZ, XYZ would not work on Instagram. And that was just funny.
I think she's funny. Kills me.
She's a treasure. She's a treasure.
A treasure.
She is.
She is. She's something else. You know?
Yeah, she's special.
Anywho, all right, guys, this is fun. Good seeing you.
I can't believe the firework came up.
I was shocked that you didn't bring it up yourself. I gave a little bit.
I was warned not to bring it up for a little bit.
He was like, "Look, she might still be really upset."
Because he brought it up at a restaurant with two friends about 2 weeks ago. And he's like, I would want to get your guys' opinion on this. And it was still too soon. So I was like, this motherfucker. And like started going, I'm like, can you believe it? And like, he really thinks that it wasn't a big deal to this moment.
In his defense.
No, he really, Alan fought me on it.
His intentions weren't malicious.
I don't think they were.
He just should have said something prior to.
It's just the point, like when I tell him he doesn't think.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just don't think.
Right.
Who does that? So anyway, I would like to get feedback on that.
Poll.
We need a poll, Al. Who is it? Is it messed up? Not messed up, because that's not right. Is it an idiot move to do something like that? Or was it really not that bad? Because Josh really thinks it wasn't that bad, and I was overreacting.
There's a request for chime.
That is a request
for
chime.
Was it an idiot move, or is Candace overreacting?
Please
weigh
in.
Submit your thoughts in our comments.
Idiot move, yes. Or big bang?
Rate us.
There you go.
Oh.
But definitely chime in.
Please.
We love you all. Submit your stories if you know you got a husband or something.
And guys,
something
these have been really fun stories. So thanks.
Yeah, so far I'm really liking them. Keep them coming.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.